And you need to turn to Matthew chapter 7. Now, boys and girls, I know you've been a bit reluctant to come forward, but I do need you at the front now, actually, because we need you for making storm effects. So, boys and girls, if you would like to come down to the front, now would be the moment. Ready, steady, go! Oh, it worked, saying ready, steady, go. Brilliant. Great to have you down the front, even if you're bigger. Oh, that's why there weren't so many, because you guys were up here. That's why it was brilliant. Thank you very much. Well, then, if anyone else wants to come and join, that's fine. You're very welcome to do so. It would have been great if you'd brought a Bible with you. Thank you, Stig. Well done. You've got one with you. So you need Matthew chapter 7. And we need verses 24 to 27. Now, I'm going to read these verses so that we can see what it says. So Matthew chapter 7, starting at verse 24, page 972. Okay, you got it? Great. So this is Jesus speaking, right, at the end of the Sermon on the Mount. He says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." Okay, now the big question for us is, could you move us on? That would be great. And again, that's it. Are we going to be wise or are we going to be foolish? That's the big question from that parable, isn't it? Jesus is saying you've got two choices. You can be wise, you can be foolish. Now, this is really important. I know this is a story which maybe you've heard many times before, the wise and foolish builders. But the point about the story is not about building a house. You see, you might think, Jesus is just telling a story about building a house. And as long as you build your house on something solid, you're being wise. And if you build your house on something sort of rubbish like sand, then you're in terrible trouble. And then you go home from here today and you maybe ask your mums and dads or you check with an architect and you say, "What's our house built on?" You say, "It's on something solid." And you go, "I'm wise. I'm doing what Jesus says." But that's not the point of the parable, is it? That's not the point of what Jesus is saying at all. In fact, he hasn't taught you this to teach you anything about building. This is far, far, far more important. Nor is Jesus saying, just giving you advice about how to live. Sort of go my way and life will be all right, and don't go my way and, well, it just won't be so good. This is really important. It's not like the decision of which breakfast cereal you're going to have. So whether you're going to have shredded wheat or crunchy nut cornflakes like I had this morning. Really nice. What did you have for breakfast? Anyone want to say? Crunchy nut cornflakes. I know, you're in my household. What did you have? Chocolate. What a household. Great stuff. Croissant. Very nice. Very nice. Weetabix. Okay. You see, and it doesn't matter which you go for. Waffles. Okay, you guys. You guys are very good, aren't you? It doesn't matter, though, does it? It doesn't matter whether you go for waffles or whether you go for Weetabix. But actually, with Jesus' teaching, what he's saying is this really, really matters. We're going to think about this in three things. We're going to think about the storm. We're going to think about what it means to be wise. And we're going to think about what it means to be foolish. So the storm, first off. What's the storm? This is what shows you that this is really, really important. The storm, what does it represent? Some people think that the storm just represents bad things that might happen in your life. That's not what it's about. The storm is about something else. To understand this, you've got to look at the context. Now, context means just look at a few verses earlier. So grab your Bible, have a look at it. Now, you need to look just a few verses earlier to verse 21. Okay, so see if you can find verse 21. It's just a paragraph earlier. And I'm just going to read a little bit of that. And we're going to see if we can spot what the storm might represent. Okay, so verse 21. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. And then notice that the next bit, you shouldn't have that bit which says, the wise and foolish builders. That's been inserted in there. And then it should just go straight into, therefore, everyone who hears these words might dot, 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 dot. So what's the storm? What's the storm there that Jesus is talking about? Now, you've got to have had your wits about you, as we read that, to spot what he's talking about. He's talking about his own return. He's talking about Judgment Day, a day when we will all be before Jesus, where Jesus will come back and then we will all be before him. And Jesus will sort of speak to each one of us. How exactly that will work, that he speaks to each one of us, I don't know. But Jesus is saying there will be that day, and that day will be like a storm hitting. And the question is, are you going to stand or are you going to fall? Now, do you see why I say this is really, really important? Because what Jesus is teaching us here is, how do you get through Judgment Day? I mean, you couldn't get any bigger than that, could you? You couldn't get any bigger. Jesus is saying, this is how you get through Judgment Day. Okay, big thing, isn't it? This isn't just Jesus at the end of the Sermon on the Mount saying, you know what, boys and girls, I've got a guitar, let me sing you a song. The wise man. He didn't do that. He said, actually, this is the climax of the Sermon on the Mount. This is really serious. So that's the storm. The storm represents Judgment Day. Now, I need you guys to help me to do a storm. So could you just pop your Bibles down in front of you? We've done this kind of thing before. We've got to make a little storm going here. You've got to be my storm makers. And grown-ups, it helps if you help too. Otherwise, it'd just be a little shower. Although I know you guys are noisy. But adults, if you join in, this will be a good storm. All right, so we're going to start our little storm. Thank you. Maybe we'll start with that. A little bit of rain pattering, a little bit of pattering on the legs. Come on, grown-ups. A little bit of pattering on the... Thank you. Very good. That's very nice. That's a nice, gentle little storm. Keep it going. Keep it going. Now, we need the rain to get heavier. This is a storm we're talking about. Okay, rain to get heavier. And then we need to go for a bit of thunder. So can we have a bit of... And then can you make the kind of... Beautiful. Stop. Now, let's see if we can do it such that if I'm up here, you're really loud. If I'm down here, you're really quiet. See if we can go like that, all right? So, ready? So, start down here. We're going quiet. Oh, the power. Is that the loudest you can get? Is that really the loudest you can get? Can you go a bit more? I think you go even higher. Okay, I'll go even higher. Ready? Oh, there! And down. Beautiful. Now, as we saw in the story that Jesus told, where he's saying, this is how you get through Judgment Day, he's saying there's one person who gets through and one person who doesn't. One who's wise, one who's foolish. So who's the wise one? Let's have a look in the verses. And what I want you to answer for me... No, okay, Jesus says, there's this wise builder guy. Okay, now... How can you and I be wise? What have we got to do to be like the wise builder? Okay, what have we got to do to be like the wise builder? I know, the wise builder, he built the house on the rock. What have we got to do to be like the wise builder? Apart from make a mess of the chairs. Okay, anyone got an answer? From verse... No, I'm on the wrong page. Oh, no, I'm not. Verse 24, straight away. What have you got to do? What have you got to do? Yeah, have you got practice. It? What, hey, wait, say it again.
Practice.
Practice. Yeah, absolutely. So it says there in the verse, well done, thank you for spotting that. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. So, the storm comes. The storm hits. In other words, Judgment Day comes. And Jesus says the person who gets through is the person who listens and puts into practice what Jesus says. So the storm hits, and that person's all right. That's the wise person. What about the foolish person? Let's see what the foolish person does. What does a foolish person do? Have a look in the verse. So you're looking at verse 26. What does a foolish person do? What does the foolish person do? Ella? Doesn't practice. Thank you very much. So verse 26 it says, but everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. So the foolish person doesn't do what Jesus says, doesn't put it into practice. Now, do you notice, what does the wise and the foolish person do? What do they both do? Listen. That's right. Did you notice that? Isn't that interesting? Jesus is saying both wise people and foolish people listen. But what's the difference between the wise person and the foolish person? One practices and the other one doesn't. In other words, one puts it into practice. One does it. So both listen. I think we got it, Pimps. One, both listen, but only one does. Only one puts it into practice. Only one does what it says. So how do you get through Judgment Day? How do you make sure that you're standing? How do you make sure you get through? It's by doing what Jesus says. You see, you can come to church week by week. You could go to home group, session by session. You can go to children's groups. You can go to scramblers. You can go to climbers. You can go to pathfinders. You can go to vision. You can go to the one that I missed. And still be foolish. Because the way to be wise is to do what Jesus says. Now, we heard a lot, actually, already in this service about things Jesus said, things from the Sermon on the Mount. Pathfinders, you've heard a lot about things from Sermon on the Mount, and I happen to know Vision have been looking at that as well. And in there, there's a lot about what Jesus says you've got to do. Did you notice one of the things right at the beginning that they said, that Jesus said, was that a city on a hill can't be hidden, or the light. Do you remember when, who was up? Shannon was up on the chair, and they said, you don't just light a lamp and then put a cover over it. The idea is that it shines. Or flower decorations. You see the flower decoration way at the far end? That was put together. Was that Jean did that? Jean, did you do that one? I think so. Jean did that. Well, now, when Jean put that flower arrangement together, what she didn't do was carefully put all the bits in, all the stems in, all making it look really nice, and then pop it in a cupboard. She didn't do that. Because the whole point of putting the flowers together was so that they could be displayed, so that they could be there. Well, it's like the Tolworth Tower. You see the Tolworth Tower around, and as you're driving around, you go, oh, yeah, Tolworth Tower. Paris. Oh, Paris. Yeah, well, that's the Eiffel Tower. Yeah, easily confused. They both look very elegant. Honestly, I thought when we first moved to this area, someone said, oh, you're going near the Tolworth Tower. I thought, oh, that sounded exotic. That sounds great. Maybe this ancient tower. Little disappointed when I first saw it. Anyway, but it's there, and it's sort of there, and it kind of, you know, makes a big statement, doesn't it? Well, actually, as Christians, we are to stand out. Do you stand out at school for being a Christian? Not for being, you know, maybe bad dress sense or whatever, maybe bad hair, but for stand out for being Christian. Because there's lots of ways that you can do that, isn't there? It's the way we speak. So it's speaking truthful things, not getting angry with people. It's in the things that we think, things in our hearts, the way that we act, the way we behave, that we're truthful, that we're honest. And that's not just children, that's adults. Are you standing out? Because the parable that Jesus didn't tell, let me tell you the parable Jesus didn't tell. He didn't tell you the parable of the invisible paint, where he said, you know, you Christians, you've got to paint yourself with invisible paint and just blend in and just sort of blend into the background. He said, he didn't tell that one. He said, you've got to be like a city on a hill, standing out, shining out for being followers of Jesus. Now, are you prepared to do that? Because that's a costly thing, isn't it? Grown-ups, are you prepared to do that? Jesus is saying, are you going to be wise? Are you going to be foolish? Are you going to do what I say, or are you only going to hear it? So, at the moment, try and answer this question for yourself. Just think about it in your head. Here's the question. At the moment, are you being wise or foolish in your life? Am I being wise or foolish? I've got to think about that for myself. Are you being wise or are you being foolish according to those verses? Are you doing what Jesus says or are you only hearing it? Okay, that's one question. How about now? Which are you being at the moment? Next question. Which do you want to be? Which do you want to be? Do you want to be wise or do you want to be foolish? Do you want to get through Judgment Day or not? Well, if you want to be wise, then you need God's help to help you not just to hear what Jesus says, but to live it out. And living it out isn't just about doing good things, because actually there's a lot in what Jesus teaches about having a relationship with God based on his forgiveness. That's got to be at the center of it, at the start of it. So if you want to be wise and live the way Jesus tells us to, let's make that commitment by praying, by talking to God. And this isn't just children, this is adults too. You may think, well, I've not been wise, but I want to be. How about making that commitment to God now in prayer as we just close our eyes saying, I really want to do this. Let's pray. Boys and girls, would you just bow your heads and pray? Father, thank you for this story that Jesus told about the wise and foolish builders. Father, thank you that Jesus warns us that the storm is coming. Judgment Day will come. And Father, please would you help each of us to be wise. Father, I pray please, particularly for those people today who are wanting to make that change, who are wanting to go from saying, actually, you know what, I've been foolish, to wanting to be wise and to live out what Jesus says. Father, whether they are adults or whether they're children, pray for all of us. Give us the strength, we pray, to live out what Jesus says, because we can't do it on our own. We need your help. We depend on you. But Father, please would you help us to stand out like that city on a hill as those who follow Jesus. Amen.